Hello, friends. The tens on duty today are the groups of North America, Salt Lake City, Los Angeles, and let's move on to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City.
Thank you very much. This is Chris in Salt Lake City, and we have the complete and utter joy of being able to introduce the thought of the lesson to bring contentment to the Creator. Let us remember that every moment that we breathe, every thought we get is from Him, and it's for the sake of the connection, it's for the sake of the friends, it's for the sake of bringing Him glory and contentment. Every moment that we are together is a very good moment. Let's always think about ways to bring the friends to the lesson, bring the friends to the field that the Lord has blessed. I'm at a loss for words, really, on what to say. We had talked about it and workshopped it, and these two friends surprised us. I didn't think these two guys would come in today, and somehow there was a miracle that they were able to drive over an hour to get here. And this is just every moment that we're together is a miracle. I thank you all. Thank you all very much. I'm introducing Los Angeles, our friends in Los Angeles.
Hello, great friends. It's a pleasure being here with you in this great and important time that we're in together and be one, be as one. And I really want to thank the friends that we worked so hard, and it's been a great experience to work with the friends with Salt Lake City. All the friends involved in the preparation today that we're realizing right now, you are amazing friends. And this is a great reflection that we are here for each other because we are one. And you really showed me how to do that. And with that, I'm very thankful for you. L'chaim, friends.
So we're going to read an excerpt from Shamati 19. What does it mean that the Creator hates the bodies in the work? Man's hope should be that since one cannot be freed from the control of the will to receive, and because of it, he is always in ascents and descents. He awaits, hence he awaits the Creator to be rewarded with the Creator opening his eyes and to have the strength to overcome and work only for the sake of the Creator. It is as it is written, one have I asked of their Lord, her will I seek, her meaning the Shekhinah, divinity, and one asks that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Again. One's hope should be that since he cannot break free from the power of the will to receive, he is therefore in perpetual ascents and descents. Hence, he awaits the Creator to be rewarded with the Creator opening his eyes and to have the strength to overcome and work only for the sake of the Creator. It is as it is written, one have I asked of the Lord, her will I seek, her, meaning the Shekhinah, divinity. And one asks that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Salt Lake City, בבקשה, שאלות.
Salt Lake City, workshop question, please.
Boker Tov, Havarim. Active workshop question. What did you do today for the 10 to bring contentment to the Creator? Again, what did you do today for your 10 to bring contentment to the Creator?
So today I got up in the morning thinking about connection, about the amazing opportunity that we're going to have now in this amazing and special lesson that nothing like it ever happened, and I doubt will happen. Next friend, an opportunity to reach complete connection between us, develop prayer of many equivalents of form with the Creator, and next friend, to discover the place of the shattering between us, and ask the Creator with all our hearts all day from the forces we will get here during the lesson, that love will cover all the crimes and will connect as one man with one heart. Next friend, I don't know what I did, but together with you we will try to do something. Next friend, I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything. And if it seems like I've done something because of the friends who thought about me.
Yeah, I feel like that too. And that question brings you to a point of pain, of shaking, kind of. On one hand, we know intellectually that this is the only thing we need to do, and this is the realization of Rav's advice to invest, exert in the tent in order to bring contentment to the Creator. On the other hand, you feel that you're a complete zero on that point, and when you look back, you say, where have I been all day? But with this pain, we go into the lesson, and with the intention that is a little more correct.
I also agree. Seemingly everything I've done, or the points where I thought about something connected, it's not enough. Even though I was teaching yesterday in the campus for 2.5 hours, where was the 10 in that? It's also a question. So this question brings up this opportunity that we have now, the lesson is truly the place where we have the best conditions to connect, to give contentment, and then to crystallize this entire business during the day.
I did external and internal things, but the way this question is asked, but when this question is asked, you say, I'm sure I could have done more. And it makes you happy because there is more room to work and to pray.
What I didn't do, or we didn't do, is probably good. Probably gave contempt to the Creator because we're here, we're sitting in the lesson, demanding connection, preparing for another one-of-a-kind opportunity that we have every moment to deepen, intensify the connection between us, and there's great gratitude.
I had the same routine that I have every Wednesday.
Workshop. Like in action for silent workshop, each 10 now builds the right intention in order to hold the friends throughout the entire lesson. Again, action for silent workshop. Each 10 now builds the right intention in order to hold the friends throughout the entire lesson.
Abba Kshatov.